Dr. David Ablett. Clinical report. Subject, Elias Kazmir. Subject's brother, Zoroaster, is my patient seeking relief from new-onset phobia, which made him unable to continue diving in their family business. Under hypnosis, Zoroaster related a fantastic chain of events, of which he had no conscious recollection afterward. In an effort to get to the source of this problem, Elias also submitted to hypnosis, and, over a series of sessions, gave a nearly identical account of the same events, which is recorded here verbatim. Like his brother, he had no conscious recollection of any of the events in this account that took place after they discovered and took pictures of a saucer-type craft lying in 200 feet of water on the edge of an abyss off the coast of Bermuda. I've scheduled the next session with both brothers to present them with these findings.
"What are you telling us?" Dad asked. "That we all went off somewhere to some island with dinosaurs and pirates and Adam and Eve? Doc, surely you have to take a breath and think for a moment of what you're saying. It doesn't put you in a very stable light."
Dad's first reaction to the identical stories that Zoe and Eli had each related under hypnosis to Dr. Ablett was that the good doctor was being absurd. Unfazed by this, the doctor continued,
"I know it's hard to believe, but you have these photos you took of the saucer. How do you explain it? These pictures and the fact that each of your accounts is identical lead me to conclude that either you suffered from mass hallucinations, which I don't believe possible, or that you did, in fact, go to that island."
"No, I've thought long and hard about it, and although it's baffling, it cannot be dismissed. I'd like to send what we have to my brother at the Oceanographic Institute in Washington. Maybe he can shed some light on your experience."